Excellency, Mr. Hagainde Hijilema.
Your story matters. ABSA. Headlines. CSOs demand agent action to secure alternative funding sources after U.S. aid cut. CSO son urges government to honor commitments to end malnutrition. And in global news, Zelensky welcomes European leaders in Ukraine in effort to secure ceasefire. The Phoenix FM main news. Over 20 civil society organizations, CSOs, are calling for immediate action to secure alternative funding following the decision by the United States government to cut $50 million in annual aid to Zambia's health sector. In a joint statement, the CSOs argue that the $50 million cut is more than just a financial blow, as it directly undermines Zambia's health progress, putting at risk the health and rights of some of the country's most vulnerable populations. The CSOs note that this decision poses a serious threat to the community of essential health services, particularly for over 1.3 million people living with HIV and vulnerable populations who rely on HIV prevention interventions to reduce new HIV infections. They have since called on government to immediately convene an inclusive national dialogue on sustainable health financing, bringing together civil society, development partners, the private sector, and technical experts to co-develop viable long-term solutions that reduce dependency on external assistance. The CSOs include a coalition of Zambia women living with HIV and AIDS, network of ARV users, treatment advocacy and literacy campaign, Zambia Tuberculosis and Leprosy Trust, CITAM Plus, and community engagement on malaria elimination in Zambia, among others. The civil society organization Scaling Up Nutrition, CSO Sun Alliance, has urged government to fulfill its commitments made to ending all forms of malnutrition during the 2025 Paris Summit on Nutrition for Growth and 4G. CSO Sun Alliance country coordinator Daniel Kalala disclosed that the Zambian government committed to increasing funding to nutrition during last month's summit that was held in France, where about $28 billion was mobilized for global nutrition programs. Speaking during a Nutrition for Growth media engagement meeting, Dr. Kalala says it is important that every Zambian is aware of the commitments government made, such as reducing stunting from the current 32% to 15% by 2030. Dr. Kalala has since called on the media to take a leading role in translating the commitments by the government into tangible results.
We can only start talking about national development when we tackle the issue of malnutrition. We are looking at the previous commitments the government made. What progress have we made? What new commitments can we make this time around to ensure that malnutrition becomes an issue of the past? Our leaders have made this huge commitment. For them to actually translate from nutrition commitments to nutrition realities or nutrition results, we need everybody to be involved.
Meanwhile, National Food and Nutrition Commission Deputy Executive Director Matthews Muhuru is optimistic that Zambia will achieve its commitments following the strategy the country has developed to end all forms of malnutrition.
Zambia would be in a position to really demonstrate the efforts that we have put together to actualize those commitments. And beyond that, we want to roll out the multi-toro nutrition information system in all the 116 districts. Government, through the National Food and Nutrition Commission and PSMD, has already put in place, you know, the nutrition coordination structures in 80 districts out of the 116 districts.
Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Administration Dr. Gabriel Pollen has challenged recently recruited local authorities workers to revitalize the councils and prioritize economic development across the country. speaking at the induction of 260 local authorities workers in Chongwe at Chalimbana Local Government Training Institute. Dr. Pollen says that it is concerning that local authorities are being cited for financial mismanagement and failing to account for public resources, a trend that is affecting development. He reminded the officers who are part of the 800 workers who were considered out of the 8,000 applications in the local government recruitment last year of existing gaps in various councils that need prioritization of national interest above personal ones. Dr. Pollen, however, warned the officers against soliciting for transfers as this will hamper underserved communities in the country from receiving much-needed facelifts.
I'm pretty sure in the application indicated that you are the best fit for the best candidate for that job. So you have to show that the way you need to execute the duties and responsibilities. Whatever we do, whatever professions you have, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're an engineer, whether you're an architect, whether you're an economist like myself, the objective of every profession is to optimize human welfare. Everything we do is just to optimize human welfare. The bridges we do, the economy that we analyze, the exchange rate that we try to bring down, the cost of living that we try to address, the advancement in technology and medicine, all combined for one common purpose.
And Chalimbana Local Government Training Institute Principal James Pipey explained that the inducted workers are ripe to bring about the needed change, especially in the administration of Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and other developmental programs.
Our participants have to go through various topics which we are more relevant to what is pertaining on the ground in the local authority, because the idea is to make them to fit into the environment so that they are able to perform according to the expectation of the Zambian citizens who are the beneficiaries.
The Department of Immigration has convicted a 22-year-old Congolese national, Edson Bisumikamo, and sentenced him to 18 months imprisonment for illegal entry, unlawful stay, and attempting to obtain a Zambian National Registration Card, NRC, by false pretenses. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka says that this is from a total of 13 convictions for immigration-related offenses in Livingston. Mr. Shinka explains that Mr. Bisumikamo was apprehended at the social welfare offices after referral from the National Registration Office, where he attempted to acquire an NRC fraudulently, adding that investigations revealed that he entered Zambia illegally in October 2024 and remained unlawfully in the country until his arrest. Further, Mr. Shinka says a 55-year-old Zimbabwean truck driver, Pamire Ngoni, was convicted and sentenced to pay a 15,000 kwacha fine or serve 3 months simple imprisonment for failing to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry into Zambia. Additionally, Mr. Shinka has disclosed that during a routine operation conducted by the Kafue Immigration Office on the same day, eight suspected illegal immigrants aged between 20 and 37 were apprehended at the Kafue checkpoint and surrounding Makeni area.
Furthermore, Obeifeng Mohamed Faladi, a 41-year-old Botswana, was convicted for illegal entry and fined 15,000 kwacha or 3 months simple imprisonment. He was apprehended during a joint night patrol with the Zambia Police Service on 19th April 2025. Investigations showed that he had entered Zambia on 16th April 2025 via an undesignated point on the Zambezi River using a canoe, reportedly to seek medical attention from a traditional healer. Additionally, during a routine operation conducted by the Kafue Immigration Office on the Sunday, eight suspected illegal immigrants aged between 20 and 37 were apprehended at the Kafue checkpoint and surrounding Makeni area. The group comprised six Burundians and two Zimbabweans who are currently detained pending prosecution.
Government has handed over a fully equipped maternity annex at Museni Basilio Health Post in Lunta District of Northern Province at a cost of 1.28 million kwacha. speaking at the handover ceremony in North